I used to believe that your opinion was your opinion no matter what the facts were about it. But after reading the critical thinking skills page, I realized that your opinion can be incorrect. To have a correct opinion or a working opinion, your opinion has to have truth to it, has to have some fact, some way of you researching your opinion so that you're not just passing on unuseful knowledge to other people. In the critical thinking page, it talks about how opinions represent what we believe to be the truth. What I believe that opinions should be the truth, or as far as we can see into it. I believe that we should do our part to memorize the truths about our opinions. We shouldn't just be spilling false accusations or false information about subjects into our opinions, because once we have an opinion and we tell it to someone else, they memorize that opinion and they use our opinions in their opinions. So it could be a never-ending cycle of false opinions. Also, the paper talks about the formulation of personal opinion should be based upon substantial evidence. You need evidence for your opinion. You cannot just make up facts or say, I heard this somewhere, so I'll put it in my opinion. If you have an opinion about something and you strongly believe it, you should research your opinion. You should make sure your opinion is as truthful as you can make it. You should, like, if your opinion is stem cells and you believe that we shouldn't do stem cells because of such reason, you should find that reason and make sure it's actually a bad influence or a bad activity that would somehow stop stem cell research from being appropriate. Also, if you have an opinion in which you find out is incorrect or wrong, you should immediately discard this opinion and make it so that it is correct in some way. While we're on the subject of opinion, we should also talk about the problem-solving method, which is a big part of an opinion. By using critical thinking, which is a major part of problem-solving method, you formulate an opinion in some way. Like, you don't just blindly go out there and say, this is wrong because of this. You critically think why it's wrong, and why you believe it's wrong, and how it affects the alternate thing you're mentioning in it. Also, this problem-solving method has good effects in, like, the real world. Training for the problem-solving method, like formal training in physics, for the problem-solving method makes you a more successful person. I mean, you can go into an office room where you're getting an interview for, say, a job, and if they ask you a question, which they ask another person, and you show your thought, your critical thinking, each step by step of the question they ask, they're more likely to hire you than the person who just blindly answers the question. Also, critical thinking is used in many different ways. I mean, you use it on everyday life. You critically think what's the fastest way to get to your destination. I mean, if there's traffic on the road, you think, well, this would probably take longer than this way. Think making sure you know which is the shortest way and how you can avoid long stops or distance or whatever you're trying to avoid. Critical thinking is used in everyday life. An example of this would be, there's a very popular game out there called Final Fantasy VII. It's a rather old game and very popular, but I've never really had trouble with the game. There are some people, though, who do, because they try to rush through the game, not thinking, just try to play the game straight through. You have to realize that that won't always work. You might not be strong enough to fight the upcoming villain, or strong enough to make it through a certain level alive. You have to spend time and level up to the appropriate level. You have to spend time gaining experience, finding new weapons, making new weapons, and getting enough money to buy the things you need in this game. And a good way of showing this is, I have friends who've never beaten the game because instead of taking the time to think out, I need to be stronger before I can fight this boss, they try to rush in and fight him head on at a weak level, and therefore they are defeated rather easily and quickly. And so they just give up. They say, oh, that's enough. Me, on the other hand, if I'm defeated, I think about it. I say, well, there must be a reason I lost. I can't have lost for no reason. So I go back and I see what I did wrong, and I think about how I can make it right. Like, if I wasn't strong enough, if the villain overpowered me, I go out and I find better defense, better attack, so that my attacks hurt him more and he hurts me less. Because if he hurts me less and I hurt him more, I'm more likely to win the battle. Also, maybe I need a better weapon. I have to go out and find money to buy this better weapon. You can't just rush into everything thinking that by just going head on into it you can solve any problem. That's not true. Critical thinking method is very good in this situation. It applies to many games I've played, in where you use strategy over just blind luck or blind persistence. You use strategy. You think out what is the best way to do this. And some of my friends don't understand this. They just go in there and say, if I can't beat it, I'm giving up. When in real life, you can't just give up when you can't beat something. Critically thinking helps you to figure out the best strategy, the best way to beat a boss, or to get the job in real life, or to, get whatever you need or whatever you want to have your dreams come true, pretty much. In the end, the problem-solving method and critical thinking are a major part of physics and everyday life. Whether I'm playing a game, or going to a job interview, or doing physics homework, it really doesn't matter. In all these ways, I'm using critical thinking. Even in everyday life, like thinking what food I should eat, like, I don't feel like this food, and this food will give me, like, a stomach ache, so I won't eat there. I mean, every day we should use critical thinking. It's a very useful tool, and in the end, it just makes our lives easier and better.